boys and girls, and welcome back to Bedtime Stories with Papa Rick. I'm Papa Rick. Tonight's story is going to be from the Sesame Street. It is called Goodnight Rubber Ducky, written by Emily Pearl Kingsley. "It's getting late, Ernie," said Bert. "And my whole family of sisters and brothers and aunts and uncles and cousins are coming to visit us first thing in the morning." Bert snuggled down into his warm, cozy bed. "Why don't you finish what you're doing and get into bed?"
"I'm almost finished, Bert, old pal," said Ernie, putting his toothbrush back in the holder. "I washed my face and hands and I brushed my teeth, and now I'm ready to get ready for bed."
"Ready to get ready? What do you mean?" asked Bert.
"Well, I can't jump into bed just like that," replied Ernie. "I have to make sure I have everything I need for sleeping. Now let's see. First, let me check and see if I have my blanket and my pillow."
"Of course you have your blanket and your pillow, Ernie," said Bert. "Your bed is the same blanket and sheets and pillows that it always had."
"Well, that's true," said Ernie, "but you can't be too careful. I wouldn't want to get into bed all comfy and cozy and then find out that my pillow or my blanket wasn't there."
All right," said Bert. "Your pillow and blankets are there. Now will you please go to bed?"
"Just a second, Bert," said Ernie. "I have a few other things to check."
"Oh, brother," sighed Bert. Said Ernie, looking around. "My alarm clock is set and ready to go off in the morning. Nightlight is on in case I need to get up and go to the bathroom during the night. My hockey stick is ready in case anybody comes and invites me to a midnight game of hockey. And my rubber ducky. Oh no, my rubber ducky. What's the matter?" asked Bert.
My rubber ducky's not on my bed," yelled Ernie.
"Come on, Ernie," said Bert. "Your rubber ducky is always right there on your bed. I'm sure it's there."
No, it's not," sobbed Ernie. "How can I possibly go to sleep without my rubber ducky?"
"Millions of people have been doing it for years, Ernie. Come on, go to sleep and we'll find your ducky in the morning."
"Sleep without my rubber ducky?" yelled Ernie. "What if I told you to go sleep without your paper clips? Huh? Huh? What then?"
"That's different," said Bert.
"It is not. I am not going to sleep without my rubber ducky," said Ernie. "And you're going to help me find him."
"Oh no," said Bert. "What I am going to do is lie here in my nice warm cozy bed and go to sleep. If you want to stay up all night looking for your rubber ducky, go ahead. But I'm going to sleep. Good night."
"All right, Bert," said Ernie. "Whatever you say, I'll find Rubber Ducky all by myself."
"Yoo-hoo! Rubber Ducky! Rubber Ducky, where are you?"
All right, I'll help you," Bert gave in.
"Come on, let's find your Rubber Ducky so we can both get some sleep."
"Okay," said Ernie. "You look in the refrigerator and I'll look in the coat closet."
"In the refrigerator," said Bert. "What would your rubber ducky be doing in the refrigerator?"
"You know how hungry he gets just before he goes to bed," said Ernie. Bert looked in the refrigerator. There were pickles and salamis and leftover meatloaf and grapefruits and applesauce and Ernie's ice skates, but no rubber ducky. Ernie checked the coat closet. There were hats and coats and jackets and galoshes and gloves and his old stuffed toy elephant, but no rubber ducky.
"I'm looking in the bathroom," shouted Bert. He found towels and soap and toothpaste and toilet paper and a shower curtain and a washcloth and Ernie's cowboy hat, but no rubber ducky.
"I'll check out the toy box," suggested Ernie. "Maybe he fell in there after he played with our toys tonight."
Ernie found his fire engine and his blocks and his paint set and his messy Bessie doll and his racing cars and his marking pen and his dollhouse and his dinosaur model kit and a piece of pepperoni pizza,
but no rubber ducky.
"I'm checking under the beds," said Bert. He looked under the beds and found some shoes and slippers and a book and a baseball and Ernie's R collection and Ernie's ukulele and a package of marigold seeds, but no rubber ducky. "I'll check the laundry hamper. Maybe he fell out there while I was getting undressed," said Ernie. Ernie looked in the laundry hamper and he found socks and undershirts and pants and sweaters and pajamas and underpants and his fishing rod and his basketball, but no rubber ducky. "I give up," said Ernie, exhausted. "I've looked everywhere. I'm just going to have to try to sleep without rubber ducky. I don't know how, but I'll try." "That's the spirit," said Bert. "I'm sure we'll find rubber ducky in the morning." "I certainly hope so," said Ernie, crawling sadly into bed. He pulled up the covers and put his head down on the pillow with a sigh. Just then, there was a great big loud squeak. "Rubber ducky?" cried Ernie. "You were there all the time under my pillow? Oh, rubber ducky, I'm so glad and happy I found you. Now, will you go to sleep, Ernie?" asked Bert. "Sure, Bert," said Ernie. "What in the world are you doing up so late? Don't you remember? Your whole family of brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles and cousins are coming to visit us first thing in the morning. We don't want to be all tired and baggy-eyed. Why don't you go to sleep? Good night, Bert." "And good night, rubber ducky." "And good night, boys and girls. Sleep tight. I'll catch you next time on Bedtime Stories with Papa Rick. Thanks for listening."